I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Friday, November 28th, an estimated 3,500 Christians gathered outside of India's parliament building. Their goal? To peacefully protest the rise of anti-Christian violence and to call for government action. According to reports from the United Christian Forum, India saw a 500% increase in anti-Christian violence between 2014 and 2024. Here's Dwayne Friesen from the Voice of the Martyrs Canada with just a few of the things that Christians are facing in India.
False accusations, mob violence, social boycott, community pressures, disruption of worship and prayer meetings, raidings under allegations of forced conversion.
But he says that in the hurt and hostility, believers remember God's purposes and want to share his gospel. Pray for the courage in Christ today. And Bible translators need your prayer after a week of meetings in Kenya. Dane with Unfolding Word says,
"We chose Kenya because it's a very welcoming country, and it seems to be much easier for many of our global partners to get visas to Kenya than it is to other parts of the world."
Unfolding Word's Global Church-Centric Bible Translation Forum brought together 100 leaders from 18 countries and 28 language groups.
Some of them work in countries that have religious opposition all the way up to death threats and, you know, assassinations.
While the four-day meeting provided education, training, and collaboration, believers gained more than just practical skills.
When they get to meet each other first time face-to-face, it's like this family that they didn't know they had.
Pray for the work that God is doing and is about to do through church planters and Bible translators. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.